sitting at the table.
Inflation affects the way Zerlina Smith Members eats, shops, drives, nearly every aspect of her life.
We went from Lipton's to a store brand tea because I love it, my daughter loves it, and that's what we could afford. The inflation has us in the store where we used to can spend, say, $20 on lunch meat, bread, and cheese. The basic things have doubled. A loaf of bread is $5. Who can afford that?
Food and fuel have been especially hard hit. Pandemic-related kinks in the global supply chain and an energy shortage partly due to the war in Ukraine have driven up prices on a broad range of goods.
If you do see products on sale, which has become less pervasive than ever before, you know, buy it, stock up, put things in the freezer because prices are not going to go down.
That's left grocery store shelves more bare and more pricey.
The Dollar Tree is the kind of store a lot of working class families come to save money. For 35 years, nearly everything in the store cost a dollar. Now, it's a buck and a quarter.
I'm questioning some of it.
The founder of Chicago's nonprofit Violence Interrupters program says inflation appears to be contributing also to a spike in crime.
The reason why some of the crime levels are rising is because inflation is pretty tough out here. You have people out here trying to rob Peter to pay Paul. You have the carjackings on the rise.
With the U.S. government hoping to lower gas prices by releasing oil from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve and the Federal Reserve raising interest rates to discourage borrowing, President Biden says his administration is working on it.
More and more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
For Zerlina Smith Members, inflation has also dashed her hopes of starting off the year with a new kitchen.
Labor prices went up from $12,000 to $25,000 in a matter of a year. So this is the old kitchen with new appliances, and we have cabinets in my garage, we have countertops in my garage, flooring, and we can't afford to do it.
For her and many Americans, each day brings less and less for them to cut. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Chicago.